For NPR Music, I'm Sydney Madden with a special edition of All Songs Considered, a conversation with Megan Thee Stallion. Houston rapper Megan Thee Stallion played our first ever Tiny Desk Fest. She joined forces with Brooklyn band Phony People and put on an electrifying show behind the desk. It was broadcast live and it'll be online soon. But after the concert, we headed downstairs to Studio One and had a conversation. During our chat, Megan talked about unveiling a new alter ego, her upcoming debut album, and why she's specifically pursuing a degree in healthcare administration. And she's doing all that while balancing a career in rap. I started off by asking her what it was like to perform behind the desk in an office.
It's definitely different because I've never performed with a live band. And that was amazing. Shout out to Phony People. And, you know, usually I'm like running across the stage and like twerking and like pulling hotties on stage. So that's definitely a different vibe. Yeah. I could have probably had y'all twerking on the desk, but I don't know how y'all gonna feel about that.
Me and one of my colleagues were talking about that. We're like, she could put her leg up. People have jumped on the desk. People have done crazy dances on the desk.
See, I put on my jeans today to restrict myself.
Yes. How did you prepare for this? How did y'all get together and rehearse? Because you said if it's never been with a live band, that instrumentation, that percussion was so unique.
Let me tell you how cool they are. So I'm literally in a different state like every day. So I was in New York for maybe like 2 days and they were like, hey Meg, you got a rehearsal at like 3 and you got a video shoot at like 8. And I'm like, damn. I got time to rehearse. Like, we gonna do that? So I pulled up to the rehearsal and they had been rehearsing, so they already knew what to do. And I'm like, this can't be no different from like just rapping a cappella or being in the studio. Like, if they off beat, they fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I just went in there and shit, we just did it. We just clicked really well. So,
and talk to me a little bit about the arrangements, because I don't know, does anyone know Hot Girl Summer? Top 40 hit.
Yeah.
Cash It, Diamond. Platinum selling.
You know.
Yeah. But they sounded so different at the desk. And you,
yeah, they
you know,
did.
Being from Houston, you had the Houston sound, the swish of house up in there.
You know.
But when it came to adding Phony People, there was like a jazz element to it. So yeah. Can you talk to me about the arrangements?
So like I said, I had never performed with a band before ever. So it was like a super shock to me going from a lot of bass, 808, you know, to some chill shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is so calm. Like, I wonder, I don't know if they're going to feel me, but we're going to try it. And as soon as we started playing together, I was like, oh, wait, I can get into this. Like, this is smooth. So I loved it.
Did you ever listen to chill shit like that growing up?
You know what's really crazy? I don't know if y'all know who Dom Kennedy is. Mm. Okay, yeah. So I listen to a lot of Dom. So like,
oh.
I like turn like ratchet shit, you know what I'm saying? But like my playlist is like Dom Kennedy, The Weeknd, Rihanna.
You're in your feelings.
So opposite. Yeah, yeah. But when I'm getting into it though, I'm listening to like 3-6 Mafia. Mm. Like mm-hmm. It's like back and forth, like a lot of Pimp C. So like it could go either or with me.
And how did the collab? You premiered a new song tonight.
Yes, like everybody loves it.
Fucking around.
Yeah.
Give it up. Yeah. How did that collab come about?
So I record when I can. I'm always writing. Mm-hmm. And Salim, who works at 300, he's like, Megan, look, I know you don't usually do this, but I got this band and they cool. I said, shut the fuck up. Like, he's like, no, for real. So I was like, let me hear the song. And the song is awesome. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm doing that shit. I agree. We fucking around. So I wanted to do it.
So it was easy.
It was easy.
Light work.
Yeah.
Talk to me a little bit about, you have a few personas, right? A few alter egos. There's yes. Tina Snow,
mm-hmm.
Stally,
mm-hmm.
Hot Girl Meg. Mm-hmm. Who else?
So like Stally and Megan Thee Stallion are the same person. Mm-hmm. So right now the only personas that I've introduced are Megan Thee Stallion, Tina Snow, and Hot Girl Meg.
So are you saying there's more?
Yes. There's a lot of people up here.
Okay. So who came out at the desk?
That was definitely Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, that was her. She, you know, she a little sexy. You know, she really had on pants today, so she didn't really, like, show y'all what she really be doing. But, like, we had to keep it cute for the desk.
Nice. How many more will we meet?
My next project, I will be introducing a new lady. So just be ready for that.
Does she have a name?
Her name is Sugar.
Ooh.
She's like besties with Tina Snow.
Yes. Oh my God, that's a problem.
A big problem.
And for newer fans here who just kind of discovered you tonight, can you just tell me how you got into rapping? What did you grow up listening to in Houston?
Yeah, so I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm from the South Side. My mom was a rapper. So honestly, like, I really thought everybody's mom was rapping. Like, I'm like little and I'm like, after school, we go to the studio when she get off work. I see her in her room writing. I legit thought everybody's mom was doing that.
You're like, wait, everyone's mom doesn't do
that? I'm like, your mama don't? Okay. So no, I would see her writing and everything. And then when I started getting like a little older, I was probably like 8 when I wrote my first song. And then I started stealing her little CDs with her instrumentals on there. And she'll be like, Megan, have you seen my CDs? And I'll be like, no. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, not so, me. You got to play the
me? Megan? So, no. But I was writing the whole time. When I got in high school, I was writing. But I didn't tell anybody I wanted to be a rapper. I don't know why. Like, but it was a thing I was keeping to myself because I wanted to make sure I was perfect at it before I like came out and was like, I'm a rapper. So when I went off to college, I went to Prairie View, and then people didn't know me. So I was like, yeah, I rap. And it was like, it was like, no, you don't. And I was like, yes, I do. So like one day I went to like a kickback, and these boys were rapping, and you know, it was one boy, he was in there, he was looking real good. Like, I couldn't disappoint. So I just started like freestyling, and everybody in the room was like, what the fuck? Like she really raps. So my best friend, she's here right now, she's like my everyday person. I don't even know how I can function without her. Mm-hmm. Her name's Kelsey. She was like, Megan, we got to put this shit on YouTube. So I was like, for real? She was like, yeah. I was like, all right. So
shout out to Kelsey.
So there goes Kelsey. She made me like a whole YouTube page, and she put my first freestyle on there. It's called Killing Shit. And it was like over Show Nuff by A-Ball and MJG and Tila. And everybody on campus was like, yeah, that's the Stallion. She a rapper. Like, and I was like, yeah, that is me. And I took it home and I showed my mom and I'm like, mama, just relax. It's going to be a lot of cursing, but I rap. Don't whoop me. Like, but I'm grown. I'm like 18. I'm like, but don't whoop me because my mama still would have whooped my ass. So I had to get her like, you know, calm before I let her hear. And she heard and she was like bobbing her head. But then she turned to me. She was like, you're not coming out till you're 21. Like, because I was talking the same way I talk right now,
right,
like freshman in college. Like, she's like, hell no. So, yeah, then she, like, took me. First of all, I don't think she thought I was serious because she didn't give a fuck. Like, she just told me not to come out till I was 21. But I was like, fuck this. I'm a rapper now, mom.
You had the freestyles ready.
I was ready. Yeah. So, like, you got to know I'm on campus. I'm freestyling with everybody. And then I started meeting other guys that rap. And then this guy took me to the studio. And then I think that's when she was like, I'm not about to let these dudes like just take you swift and, you know, introduce you to things that I didn't introduce you to. You know, she wanted me to be safe. So then she started coming with me to the studio. And then that's when it turned into a whole new thing. And then I met T. Ferris. He actually managed like everybody in Swisher House. And yeah,
and
that's how we got Megan Thee Stallion now.
And you've had such a crazy rise this year. Like, your superstardom, it's next level. And I think a big part of that is because you've had such a strong foundation. Mm-hmm. You know, like, your voice and your point of view is so succinct and so clear. There's so much clarity in your message. Female empowerment remains your manifesto.
Yes.
Can you talk to me about who helped you hone that point of view?
So, I talk about my mom a lot, guys. My mother and my grandmother and my great-grandmother raised me. So all my life, like, those are the three women that I had. Those were my besties. I didn't even hang out with other kids. Like, I was just really with them all the time.
Your only child, right?
I'm the only child, yeah. Mm-hmm. So hanging out with adults, you kind of go to school and you don't really know how to interact with other kids. So, like, I'm at school. It's, like, elementary. You know, this is so petty, but it's like pre-K elementary, and the girls are bitches, and they're like, they're like bullying me, and I'm like looking like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, you don't like my shoes? What? Like, my mama likes my shoes. Like, so my mom and my grandmothers have always told me, oh my God, Megan, you're so amazing. You look so beautiful today. Like, and I'll be like, yeah, thank you. Like, I am amazing. So when I would go to school and the little bitches would be picking on me, I'll be like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't understand. But like one day this one girl really said something to me that I absolutely did not like. And I don't remember what the fuck it was, but I was just like, uh-uh, this don't feel right. Like, I could take everything else, but whatever she said to me that day, I was like, hell no, I'm telling my mama on you. So I went home and I told my mama that the girl was picking with me. And when your mama give you the green light to go to school and cuss everybody out, that's what you do. So I went to school the next day and was like, fuck you. You don't know what you're talking about. My mama said, fuck you. Like, so, you know, after my mama told me that it was okay to like pop my shit, I was like, yeah, fuck them. I'm finna pop my shit. So ever since then, nobody, you know, really talked shit to me because I never spoke up for myself, but it wasn't on purpose. I just didn't know those negative feelings. Like, everybody showed me so much love in my house. So I was like, what's wrong with y'all? Like,
you didn't even know how to interact.
I didn't know how to go back and forth with you. Like, this is not normal. Are you okay? Like, so yeah, when my mama gave me, you know, my mama was teaching me how to crack on people too. So like, I didn't even know how to joke back and forth with people because I was like, no, what are you saying? Like, I don't like that. But no, when she gave me the green light to go back to school, that was it. I've been a bad bitch ever since. Like,
yes, clap for a bad bitch. Yes. Yes, and your confidence clearly shines through, right? You're someone who is the epitome of balance because you go hard. I saw you were in New York and San Antonio within the same week, rehearsing here, Tiny Desk, this, that, and the other campaigns, and you're still in school.
Yeah.
She's a senior at Texas Southern University, y'all. Woo! Tell me, how do you balance that? When I was in college, I wasn't doing shit.
College? No. So, college is hard. When I first went off to college, I didn't know what the hell I wanted to do. Like, I only went to college because my grandma told me I should go to college. Like,
that happens so often.
Right. Like, she was like, you need to get your education. I was like, you're right, I do. So so when I went, it really wasn't my choice, like, but I didn't want to disappoint my family. So I was like, I'm going to go because that just seems like the right thing to do. She told me I should be a nursing major. And I was like, okay, I'll go and do that. But I hated it. It was so boring. I was sitting in those classes. I really wasn't passing because I wasn't interested in it. And I really wanted to drop out. And I was like, this is dumb. I don't know what the fuck the teacher talking about. Everybody else is like, yes, I know the answer. And I'm in the back like, damn. Actually, I never sit in the back of class. I'm in the front of the class like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Like, I'm here though. I'm trying. But my mind was on something else. I really wanted to be a rapper. So I'm in the front of the class like writing. I'm thinking about a whole bunch of other shit. I'm in anatomy. Like, I don't give a fuck about all these bones. Like, so.
Did school help you with your wordplay though? Were there any like classes?
English, all that, that's my shit. Yeah. Like in world literature, I was in that. I was, what? Give me a book. I'm reading it. Like, and it was really weird because I was passing, but it was just like, just because I was halfway paying attention, I'm not a person that, like, if I see it, I'm going to remember it. So, like, I'll probably get a C, low B, you know what I'm saying? But it's not going to be an A because I wasn't into it. But eventually I was like, fuck this, I don't want to do this, I'm going to drop out. And I'm like, wait, no, don't drop out because your mama going to whoop your ass. like I started it and I really want to finish it. Once I start understanding the concept of student loans, I was like, I definitely can't drop out now because we already paid all this money. So what'll be the purpose of quitting? So I was like, okay, what can I do? I'm going to switch my major. But I didn't want to tell my mama because I didn't want her to be mad at me. So I switched my whole major to business management. And I was kind of liking it. But then I found myself writing music even more in class. Finally, I'm like, okay, look, Megan, you got to stop listening to what other people are saying because this is not working for you. Like, what do I like? So my grandmother and my great-grandmother lived practically in the same house. And my grandmother was taking care of my great-grandmother. And I'm like, damn, this look hard. Like, she was, like, changing her. And my grandmother was, like, 65. And my other grandma was, like, 87. So I'm like, damn, like, what can I do? Let me help you. So I'm like,
to change their lives.
Right. So I'm like, what should I do? So then I start Googling, like, you know, just different majors that was something into healthcare. So then I found healthcare administration, and I figured out that TSU had a major for that, like a program for that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, bye, PV, I'm gone. I'm going to go to TSU. And I told my mama, and my mama didn't know I was going through this. My grandma didn't know I was going through this. So they just thinking I'm at school, passing, making A's. Like, so finally I transferred to TSU, and I told them what was going on. And they were like, well, that's fine, we're proud of you. And I was like, damn, I wish I would have known y'all was going to be this cool about it a long time ago. But so in this same process, though, I'm recording and I'm making music now and I'm getting kind of popping. You know, I did the Houston Cypher, mm-hmm. and that like went viral. My mom was so excited about it, like, because she was really proud. She was like, damn, like, you really doing this shit? Like, oh my God. My grandma was like, hell no, you need to stop that shit and you need to finish school. And I'm like, damn, grandma, I really want to be a rapper though. So I really stopped telling my grandma about my music because she didn't give a damn. So, I started making A's at school finally, because now I give a damn about what I'm learning about. And now I know, and then I got really successful with my rapping. So now I want to take my rapper money and I want to like start my own assisted living facilities in Houston, because
wow. Yeah,
I see what it looks like when you got your grandparents trying to take care of your great grandparents. So I know other people must be going through that too. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to use my degree to do this.
That's beautiful. Mm. Tell me a little bit more about Houston, the Houston rap scene, and how you really found your way in. You talked about being on the Cypher and having your mom, but, like, Houston rap is legendary. Like, Chopped and Screwed, like, you think Houston rap is such a distinct sound. How did you find your own pocket in it?
So, being from Houston, like, you just listen to 97.9 The Box, and you listen to all the artists that they play. So you grew up listening to a lot of Slim Thug, a lot of Pow Wow, a lot of Mike Jones. Mm. So it's like, damn, I got big shoes to fill, you know? My mom was playing a lot of Biggie. That was her favorite rapper. And she was playing a lot of UGK. Okay. The first time I ever heard Pimp C, my mind was blown. I was like, oh my God, what did he say? Like, he's so confident. He was so cocky. And that's really what I loved about it. Like, I'm like five. I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Like, but I like the way he's saying it. It sounds cool. So, like, I'm listening to that. And then my daddy, he was a big fan of 3-6 Mafia. Mm. So, like, mixing all that shit together in my little five-year-old mind, I'm like, yeah, that's what you're supposed to be saying. Like, that's what we're talking about. So that played another part into me going to school with these little-ass kids, and I don't know what the hell they talking about. Because I'm listening to, like, grown-up music. Mm. So I feel like, you know, those people really shaped how I am now. Growing up in Houston, that's like the culture. Like, that's like the wave, like the Screwed and Chopped music, like the grills, like the whole swag. Like, I just feel like I just really wanted to keep on carrying that legendary status, because...
Yeah. Legacy.
Right. Like, people out of Houston, when they come hard. I mean, we got Beyonce, we got Travis Scott, you know? We got Megan Thee Stallion. I just wanted to keep it going.
Yeah, and I mean, you're doing great. Even repping Houston so hard, I feel like your sound has gone global this year. Like, you collaborated with everyone from Maxo Cream to mm-hmm. Khalid to Yo Gotti to mm-hmm. DaBaby to Nicki Minaj. Like, you're continuously leveling up. So what does the next level look like for you?
My next level would definitely be, like, actually opening those facilities. Like, that's what I really want to do. Like, I really want to see that through. Mm.
Do you have a plan for that?
Like, I do. My grandmother, she was so smart. Like, she was so business-minded, but she never went to college. I don't even think she finished high school. But she was, like, born in, like, 1931, I think. Like, she definitely always had, like, a business mind, though. So my grandmother had, like, four houses before she passed. I'm like, shit. I'm talking to my grandma, and I'm like, we're going to renovate these houses, and we're going to turn them into the facilities. Mm. So we ain't gonna waste them houses.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Big Mama.
Yo, it's crazy. Like, they just have the wisdom. They have the hindsight.
Yes. Yeah, she always foresight. Put it on my mind to get my money.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And your whole MO is women empowerment. Like I said, like, that's your manifesto. Why do you think it's always important to keep that front and center at your music?
I mean, being a woman is hard in general. I don't really think it matters where you came from, like what your background is, what your ethnicity is. Just being a lady in general is hard. You go through so many things every day. Just having a vagina is hard in general. but like people expect so much from women. And like even if you are the manager at Walmart, you better be the best goddamn manager at Walmart you ever been in your life. And even if it's your first time working at that bitch, you better be the
no
best.
No excuses.
Just know you are a lady and you better know everything and you better run this company like you're supposed to. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just women, we have like high expectations. We have high expectations for ourselves. So when I see women working, I see that a lot of other people have high expectations for women also. Like, you might see a man being like the head of a company, but he got 50 women working at the company and that's who actually running the business. Mm-hmm. So like, you just have to be on your shit all the time being a woman. Like, nobody cuts you any slack. Like, you got a vagina, you must be amazing. Like, so yeah. And then you still want to have sex. That's crazy. Jesus.
So your music is for that. You got to be on your shit and you still want to have sex.
Yeah, I want to have sex too. Yeah. But I'm going to still be amazing.
Always.
Right.
And the year is almost wrapping up, and you've had a crazy run this year. What's on the docket for you in 2020?
I really think that I'm finally ready to commit to an album.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Album 2020?
Yeah. I felt like my mixtapes were me, like, flirting with my fans. I never wanted to do an album because I'm like, ooh, that feels like marriage. Like, that's a commitment. But, like, now I'm ready. To finally settle down with an album.
Are we going to meet Sugar on the album, or is she like...
I think Sugar might be who you get on the album.
Oh. Mm. All right.
Yes.
Those are all of my questions, but the fans here were so adamant and loved your performance. They had questions there themselves.
Yeah.
So let me just pull that real quick. Oh, this is a good one. Did you ever think I'm not going to make it, and when did you know you would hit?
I never go into something thinking I'm not going to do it. If I know I'm gonna put my mind to it, I'm like, yeah, this shit gonna work. Except school that one time. But no, like with the music, that was something that I practiced that and I really wanted to do it and I had been working on it secretly. So it was not an option not to make it. Like, and I don't even think I'm just everything that my hotties think I am, but like I'm definitely working towards it. So I always just like push myself to go harder to get to where I think I should be at.
And then are there ever times when you doubt yourself, when you're like, nah, I need a minute, I need a day, I need five off?
Like sometimes when I'm writing, I'm like, nah, bitch, you could have went harder than that. So like I always like sometimes double back on my songs before I go record and I'm like, no, we gotta really talk some shit. What can we say that was better than this bar? You know?
Mm-hmm. Especially when you like going toe to toe with someone on the same record or even just like trying to one up yourself.
I'm always trying to one up myself. Like, I don't feel like I'm in competition with anybody. Like, that's dumb. Like, I don't feel like if I'm worried about beating somebody else, I'm not going to be the best version of me. Mm. Like, it shouldn't be a competition because somebody else winning is not going to make me lose, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to take a break from music once you receive your degree?
No. I'm a full-time student and a full-time rapper.
And a full-time stallion.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming and gracing the desk and gracing us and talking about introducing us to Sugar.
Yes, that
preview,
was exclusive. I
preview.
Haven't told anybody that.
You heard that? And yes, that was our tiny talk post-performance.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.